I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
A guy in Oakland who had his car stolen apparently thinks that he has the most important car in the world. Of all, or at least of all, of the most important car in Oakland. Of all the stolen cars in Oakland. I would think there's a lot of stolen cars in Oakland. His had to be recovered, he felt. He was arrested, this guy was. The stolen car victim was arrested because he was so concerned about getting his stolen car back, he made up a story. He falsely claimed that his three-year-old daughter was abducted in a carjacking,
okay,
triggering an Amber Alert. He wanted to make sure that his Mercedes was returned. He knows he lives in Oaktown. There's a lot of stolen cars. Why would they care about my Mercedes when they got all this other crime that's going on?
I know. I can see where he's going.
I'll tell him my daughter, my three-year-old, was in the car, and they'll find it. But, you know, his daughter was not in there. He knew that. Investigators say the dad lied about the girl's disappearance because, you know, he thought that they'd recover his car a lot faster. Well, the girl was actually with her mom at the time of the carjacking. Officials say the report of the missing child caused law enforcement to expend a huge amount of resources to find her. Yeah, man, they go, you know, everybody's getting messages on their cell phones and they're going up on reader boards and all this stuff. The father could face charges, including filing a false report. His car was recovered after a police chase and the alleged carjacker was arrested.
How many times have you seen a guy parked in the fire lane or something? You're like, what is this bozo doing? You pull around, the guy's nowhere to be found. He decided to just pull up and park in the fire lane or, you know, in front of a hydrant or something like that. Well, if a D.C. council member named Charles Allen and his new bill ends up going through, you might be able to give that guy a parking ticket yourself by taking a cell phone picture. They're starting this program. And I guess it's worked in other cities, so they're starting in Washington, D.C., where people have the power to give illegally parked cars a ticket by taking a cell phone picture. Here's the guy.
It would start small. Just 10 people per ward could be trained, make sure that they're ready to go. But when they see a vehicle that's blocking a bike lane, blocking a crosswalk, blocking a fire hydrant, they would have the ability, using an app on their phone, to be able to take a picture and actually have a ticket that would be issued.
How about that? So you can just take a picture of the car with the license plate in a place that's parked funny, and boom, upload it to the deal, and there's the parking ticket.
I don't know. With all the Photoshop tools that are out there, I'm not sure how good of an idea that is.
They say that several cities across the country already have a similar system in place, and they said parking violations pose a safety hazard for bikers and scooter riders, and now they just announced that in Seattle, the scooters are coming, the e-scooters. Might happen.
As soon as they get a first picture of the presidential limousine photoshopped into one of those spots, that's when they'll have to cancel that program. Let's go out to where we were yesterday. Whidbey Island.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
One of the listeners that we talked to yesterday when we were on Whidbey doing the sign-up for the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer tickets, the guy said, I recognize some of those streets. And he was talking about, there's some old people who are over there, and they just write, you know, what did he said there? Old people just
Oh, they're just sitting there with a pen in their hand, ready to write down, you know, call 911 at a moment's notice.
Phone in hand, phone in one hand, pen in the other, ready to, call 911 and report people for anything. Well, here we go. Let's see what we got on Whidbey Island. Let's start Tuesday, March 12th, 5:40 a.m. at Atlanta Way. 911 caller says, there's a loud thumping going on upstairs.
And it's going in a kind of rhythmic motion.
Wednesday, March 13th, 9:32 a.m., Barron Drive. 911 caller says she has a few questions about her restraining order.
And so does her man.
Thursday, March 14th, 12:23 p.m., Highway 20. 911 caller says a woman is jumping from the bed of one truck to the bed of another. Friday, March.
You could have left truck out of that, and it probably still would have applied.
March, Friday, March 15th, 2:12 a.m. Midway Boulevard Restaurant. 911 caller says they had to wake up a driver in the drive-thru. Friday, March 15th, 10:26 a.m. Eli Street. 911 caller says there's a dead rabbit on the side of the road. And finally, Wednesday, March 13th, 8:45 a.m., Bayshore Drive. 911 caller says, there's a guy walking around screaming who says he's trying to train an invisible dog.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take him in.
Just get the invisible fence if you got the invisible dog.
We should have done our event from Bayshore Drive yesterday.
Or Eli Street.
Yeah, well, any one of those would have been great.